Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan. Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctors are in. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Dr. Denise.
Well, welcome to the show. Glad to have you back. If you've become a regular listener, you know that we have some really, really good content every time, and we always have excellent guests in here to help us deal with the topics that we deal with. I am one of the hosts, Pastor Dr. Dan Critchett. I'm glad to be here. And our other host.
I'm Dr. Denise Lopez Hogan. I'm coming to you from Warner Pacific College and Square Peg Psychological.
Excellent. We really have a great show for today. We've talked about it ahead of time. Our guest is here. We're going to introduce her in a moment. But I want to remind all of us that on this show, we have five general topic areas that we deal with. Number one is home and family. Number two is health and wellness. Number three is budget and finances. Number four is heart and soul. And number five is work and mission. Today, we're going to focus on the topic area, health and wellness. And we've got a great guest in studio today, don't we, Dr. Denise?
We sure do, Dan. And you know, as our audience gets to know us better and better, they will understand why we are excited to have this guest with us today. We have with us Maggie Terrell, who is the owner of a company called Prosperity and Purpose. I just love that name, and we're going to have some fun with that. And she describes herself as a time freedom coach, and what she does is empower others and build dreams. That sounds pretty exciting to me. And so what I'd like to do right now is ask Maggie to give us a brief introduction to what motivates you to be here today.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be here today, and it's an honor. And when I heard about the health and wellness part of this radio show, I was really excited to be given the privilege to do so. And as a baby boomer myself, I know that there's so many different questions and directions we can all go, and concerns about our health, our finances. And what I'm here to do today is hopefully give you some information that can help you in making some good choices and decisions, and guiding you in the right direction.
That's perfect. Our listeners want to hear these kinds of things. Some of this stuff might come as kind of an interruption to the normal busyness of life, but I know you've got some great things to offer. We're looking forward to that. We're going to go right to our feature, Who Said That? I've always find the guest and the topic, and then I go out on the internet and search for a great quote that will sort of encapsulate the topic that we're going to deal with. And Maggie's going to talk about health and wellness, and particularly on the wealth side, in terms of what that might truly mean. And it's not just having a pile of money in a bank account somewhere. But here's the quote. Who said that? You aren't wealthy until you have something money cannot buy. It's a great quote. I like that. The reason I chose that quote is because sometimes in our American society, we look at people that seem to have a lot of worldly possessions, a lot of stuff, fancy cars, or whatever else, whatever might seem like a worldly wealth to us. But the reality is, and this person put it so well, I'm going to give some clues here, but that's why I think this quote is so important, because we can be wealthy without having huge bank accounts and huge retirement accounts and the big yacht and the airplane and all that. So again, the quote is, you aren't wealthy until you have something money cannot buy. So I tried to hide this person's identity a little bit, because everybody pretty much knows who he is, but here's the first clue. Although better known for his music, he was also an athlete, playing football and baseball in high school and running track and field. He received a track scholarship to Oklahoma State University and later graduated with a degree in advertising. That may not be anybody that you know of, but I assure you, you know this person. So I'm kind of making the clues a little bit cryptic, so it's not too easy. That's our first clue. And then I want to roll right into the power of purpose. Rick Warren and his international, worldwide best-selling book, purpose-driven life. And we are now to chapter 10, and the title of the chapter is The Heart of Worship. And I think it's really important because as believers, or even if people out there listening to us are not believers, we tend to think of worship as gathering in a church and singing songs and saying prayers or whatever worship pattern might be for those who are familiar with the word. But what Rick Warren is bringing here is that he's saying is that the heart of worship really is surrender. And here's a quote that I'm going to write from Romans chapter 12. Such a great, great focus verse for this theme. Paul writes these words, "I urge you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Love that passage, because what it says is that I really can place my life into God's hands. I really can get at the heart of worship because it is surrendering and it's agreeing that God has a far better plan and better resources for my life than I could ever have for myself. So I just want to briefly put three things out there. Maybe we could even have a little dialogue here in the studio. Rick Warren says there are three barriers that block our total surrender to God. And what he's meaning by that is if you even think that surrendering to God and letting his plan and purpose take hold in your life, these three things could be a barrier there for you. Number one is fear. Number two is pride. And number three is confusion. And I will say, and I invite the other gals in the studio here to comment too, fear meaning I believe in a faithful and good God, but if I let go and let him take over, he might take me in some places that are uncomfortable, some places that I don't really want to go. And I have dealt with that in my own life. In fact, back when I was in my early Christian career, not yet a pastor, I felt the call to just really surrender my life and my future to God. And I said, you know what, if I do that, I bet he's going to make me a pastor. Well, and by golly, that's exactly what he did. And it was not kicking and screaming. I love the life that he has led me to and through, and very delighted with that today. Any comments, gals, about the fear of just letting go and letting God take over?
It's trust.
Yeah.
Having trust and faith and really understanding that God has a better purpose for you. Definitely.
Exactly.
It is scary sometimes, though.
Absolutely. So even those who are down the road a little ways and have maybe been in this relationship for a period of time, we acknowledge there is a time of sort of scary, sort of like unsure.
I'm glad you made that point, Dan, about those of us who are a little further down the road. What I think about is, you know, our young people, sky's the limit, right, in terms of what life holds for us. But the older we get, the more the world has lots to show us about all of the different ways that we could live in fear. We can have trouble with our mortgage. We could have a job that disappears. We can have health issues, all kinds of things the world throws at us that could help us just live in a state of fear. But when we surrender, which sometimes is because, man, not only does God have a better plan, but I have none. Mm-hmm. I have no plan. Sometimes we're forced to surrender.
Right, right.
But to do that with a spirit of willingness instead of that confusion and pride and maybe even anger that can get in the way.
Right.
Then God will show us that better plan.
Exactly.
When we trust him.
And the second point was pride. So it's fear and pride, meaning, well, gee, I've gotten myself to this point in my life. If I'm 18 or 20 or 25, or in our listening audience, maybe I'm 50, 55 or 60. And, you know, I've kind of got things figured out.
Exactly.
And it's not a pride in an arrogant sense. It's a pride of just, I want to do my thing. I want to follow my path. And so that even for longtime Christians, it becomes a barrier and say, I don't know if I want to possibly give up on what I've been doing or planning and let God bring his wisdom and his direction into my life.
And again, I can see that pride in terms of, what? Why is this coming at me? Mm-hmm. This is where I'm good. This is my skill area. Why aren't things going the way they ought to, given who I am?
Exactly, right. And then the last of Rick Warren's points is about confusion. And that is maybe the question, how do I really know? If I say, well, I'll surrender to God, but how am I going to hear what he has to say? How am I going to listen? How am I going to know what it is that he wants me to do? And so the chapter continues to speak to that. And we won't deal with any more in the chapter, but I encourage people to be sensitive to that, be aware of that. And on the weekly shows and on the podcast, we want to bring that kind of information too, in terms of getting over the fear, being that trust. Maggie, thank you for that word, the trust relationship. And that is worship. That is how we honor and worship God, by surrendering to his plan and purpose. But it's not necessarily easy or clear how to hear him speak to us, and that'll be for future shows. So let's get on to it with our guest, shall we, Dr. Denise?
Absolutely. You know, Dan, you introduced Maggie and our time here today, saying that Maggie was going to talk to us about a different way to look at wealth. And she has an acronym that she's going to share with us that will serve as a way to organize this conversation and allow us to have a really full conversation about what we're really talking about here as this different kind of wealth. So let us hear about that, will you, Maggie?
Absolutely. And what I wanted to start with, first of all, was the definition for health and wellness, which I think is a great way to get started here. When you look at the word health through the World Health Organization, it's defined as a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Many times we think of health as just the physical body. We don't think of it beyond that. And then wellness is just part of this, it's part of the same as health, but also added in here is wellness is an active process of becoming aware of and making choices toward a healthy and fulfilled life.
And we're going to get right back to that after our commercial break. Hang on, don't go away.
Have you ever had to go through the painful process of helping to plan a funeral for someone you love? It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about it, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you through the process of planning. It also gives you helpful worksheets to ease the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries will even help you complete your plan. There are a lot of reasons to plan ahead that I can think of. For one thing, you can make sure your final wishes are respected. You'll be sparing loved ones the added grief of planning for you. And if you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation. There are a lot of very good reasons to pre-plan your own funeral arrangements with Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, including the free planning guide. And now is a great time to give them a call. Call anytime, night or day, 503-747-7128.
All right, we've been playing this commercial for Dignity Memorial for a few weeks. And we have in studio today Kim Morley, who has been on the show with a more extended interview and information. But we know that sometimes it's hard to take that first step. It's sometimes hard to reach out and say, you know what, I would like to get some more information. And so without cost or obligation, Kim would like to reach out to the listeners and to make an offer that might make that step a little bit easier. So, Kim, what do you got?
Thanks, Dan. We've got a couple of different things. As a group, we offer educational seminars. No one should walk through the doors of a funeral home being uneducated or unknowing of the questions that they're going to be facing. And so we do that with one of two things. You can come to one of our seminars, and we have several on the agenda coming up in the next couple of weeks. By calling our number and signing up, we can give you all the dates and times, but just to give you an idea, on Tuesday the 12th, we're going to be going to Elmer's out on Northeast Sandy, 7:00 in the morning. And then on the 14th, we've got one at 6:00 at Old Spaghetti Factory.
That's PM, right?
That's PM, 6 yeah. o'clock PM. And I'm sorry, that's on the 20th Old Spaghetti Factory. And that's in Vancouver, for those of you on the other side of the river. And then on the 14th, we're doing one out in Tigard at the Portland Seafood Company. That's on August 14th, again at 6 o'clock in the evening. If you don't have time to join us for one of our seminars, we'd be happy to schedule a private appointment with you, either in the comfort of your own home or in one of our offices. And by doing that, we would like to offer you one of our pre-planning guides, which Dignity Memorial provides, and also a wonderful book written by Mr. Dan Critchett on 10 ways to save money on a funeral plan. And we could bring that out to you for your review as well. So any of those, we'd be happy to take care of you, and by calling our phone number at 503-747-7128, we can give you the full details and get you signed up for any of those.
Excellent. Let's hear that phone number again.
Phone number again is 503-747-7128.
And they have voicemail on there, so you can call at 10 p.m. or 6 p.m. and Kim will not answer the phone. But that's the office number, and you can leave a message there. I just want to say a little bit about why I wrote this book. And I've talked about this on this radio show, that I've been in this business for 17 years, in the funeral business, helping people understand the dynamics of funeral planning and how to take that first step. And this book, 10 Ways to Save Money on a Funeral Plan, is very much in favor of the person that's thinking about putting a plan together. And so with these 10 ways, you can know that you're empowered and equipped and prepared, but also some very practical ways to let that funeral plan fit your budget. The actual tagline for the book is getting the remembrance you want at a price you can live with. So now, Kim, you're saying that you're going to offer a free copy of this book, this awesome book, to a person who will just meet with one of your representatives, no cost or obligation, but in their home or in one of our offices, and we're all over the Portland metro area.
Correct. This book is a wonderful add-on to what we do in the fact that we are out there to help people in saving money, putting a plan in place that they want and that their family will feel comfortable with, both emotionally and financially. So they work hand in hand. We'd be more than happy to bring that out to you. And again, like you said, no cost, no obligation. Get the information, and then we'll see what you want to do from there.
Right. And it sounded like your seminars are distributed around the town a little bit. We had Vancouver, we have Northeast Portland out by the airport, and we have Tigard, and we have a morning one, and the other two were evening.
Correct.
And there are always more coming up. So if a person called the phone number, and we'll give that at the end here, or if go to the secondhalfnow.com website, we'll post the listing of all of the upcoming seminars there too. Can you say just a little bit more about what the seminar would be, how long it is, what's all included?
Sure. The seminars last about an hour. About 25, 30 minutes of that is going to be me discussing what it means to prearrange, why we do it, why we talk to people, and why we feel it's so important to get a plan put in place. It does include your meal. So if you come out for the breakfast one or for the dinner one, it does include the meal. So that's a wonderful add-on. But when you leave there, you're going to be equipped with the information that you need. Whether you put a plan in place is up to you. But by coming there and getting the information, you've got a little bit more to go with to get that decision made.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I'm hoping that this rings a bell and strikes a chord out there for our listeners, because there is so much information. And what Kim does is really take the scary out of even thinking about talking about funeral planning and that whole dynamic. So thanks, Kim, for being here. And we hope to have the phone ring and have some requests for information on our website, secondhalfnow.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We're going to get right back to that acronym and to our guest Maggie in studio here in just a moment. But I want to bring out the second clue for our quote, because what we're really talking about is we want everybody to be wealthy with the proper understanding of that word. And here's the quote: you aren't wealthy until you have something money cannot buy. And here's the second clue. The person that said this started his music career singing and playing guitar in Oklahoma clubs and bars, mostly in Tumbleweed and Stillwater. It doesn't sound like the makings of a great career, but that's what he did. But he also pursued an athletic career in professional baseball, signing with the San Diego Padres, New York Mets, and the Kansas City Royals. I'm hoping this has got you all befuddled out there, because it's a great quote and it's somebody that you absolutely know, but maybe you didn't know these things about him. So let's get back to our guest, shall we, Denise?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when we think of the word wealth, we think of maybe prosperous, or we think of like we were talking about earlier, you know, the nice home, the nice car, and all these other things. But we're going to talk a little bit more about it in a whole different context. But I wanted to throw in a word also, the word prosperity. And that's kind of another word that people think about. Being prosperous is somebody that has it all. And prosperity does not necessarily mean only financial riches. And I found the Greek and Hebrew definition for the word prosper. And the Greek word is to have a successful journey through life. And in the Hebrew word, it means completeness, safety, health, soundness, and contentment.
And those are the things we all want, right?
Exactly.
Whatever our age, I mean, particularly though, if we've been through the battles of life, by the time we cross that 50-yard line and we're 50 plus, and again, the youngest of the baby boomers are all turning 50 this year. But if we're 50 or 60 or 70 or 80, those are the, would you read the particularly the Hebrew definition, those beautiful qualities of that we can have in our life under the Hebrew word for prosperity?
Completeness, safety, health, soundness, and contentment.
Wow.
It's actually in Zachary 8:12.
That's what we want.
And excellent. You know, that actually hooks up so well with your quote today. You aren't wealthy until you have something that money cannot buy.
Yeah.
Those of us who have been through some trials, that to me seems why it is that we seek these things so much,
exactly,
rather than the money.
Right.
So we're going to start out with the word, the W in the word wealth. And we're going to look at both physical and we're going to look at some mental types of things we can do to encompass this whole thing. So W, and the word for W is water. And drinking clean water is actually very vital to our health. Did you know that over 70% of our body consists of water? So the question is how much water should I drink? We are finding here in America, especially in the elderly, that so many people are dehydrated. It has been recommended that the average person should drink at least half of what you weigh. For example, if you weigh 120 pounds, drink at least 60 ounces of water, or 1 8-ounce glass of water for every 2 pounds of weight. And also, did you know that drinking water, good clean water, can help in weight loss, discomfort in your body, and overall health? And avoid drinking water that comes from plastic bottles as much as possible because of the contamination that goes with it. Also, we are bombarded a lot of times with there's a lot of water filter systems out there. What can we use to help get our water cleaner and fresher? And I really suggest that you really do as much research as you possibly can. And I want to emphasize that the cost of a water filter system is not necessarily mean it's better. If it costs more, it doesn't mean it's better than the one that maybe costs less. So there's a variety of different things a person can do.
Maggie, can I ask, just comment on that a little bit and ask you, I'm going to take a second here and give our audience the rest of the acronym, and we're going to be able to talk about some of those systems when we get to our podcast. But before we move on to those other parts, I want to ask you if you would agree with me that drinking good, clean water is probably the number one thing that a person could add to their life right now to make all kinds of changes happen for themselves.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. I know in my own life drinking water consistently has been very difficult, but I know my own experience is that when I get into a habit of drinking good clean water, I see myself want it more and all of that. That signal is to let us know that we are going to need to quickly give out the rest of the pieces of that acronym. And then we'll talk more about this in our podcast today. But the word that we are working with is wealth. And what we're saying wealth is truly about is drinking good water, exercising, It is about your attitude. It's about having love in your life. It's using wisdom in how you spend your time. And then the last one is healthy eating habits. So there you have it, Dan. Wealth.
And that's kind of a prescription for it. And gosh, the time always goes so fast. And I'm glad that we have a podcast to follow up on. So we will continue the acronym and we will have some more wisdom and so forth on each of these letters as we build the meaning, kind of a new meaning of the word wealth in our life. So that is our program for today on air. And coming up, we have... over the next few weeks, we have someone coming in as an estate planning attorney for the budget and finance portion. And we have also have somebody coming in for visiting angels. We have Al Egg coming in, the chaplain for the Trailblazers. We're very pleased about future shows that are lining up. We're happy to make these available. And you want to hear us every Monday, drive time, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Then go to the podcast. 24/7, of course, secondhalfnow.com. Thank you very much for listening today. This is Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. We're going to help you do that. Let's continue our conversation on the podcast. We'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan on KKPZ 1330 The Truth. Sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com. Welcome to Second Half Now, a radio show for boomers and beyonders. Tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on, with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan. Second Half Now, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. It's time for Second Half Now. The doctors are in. Here are your hosts, Dr. Dan and Dr. Denise.
Welcome to the second half of Second Half Now. Obviously, you are listening to the podcast because that's the only way you can get this portion of our. We actually do about an hour of program, and the first half hour is on air 5:30 to 6 on KKPZ 1330 here in Portland, 5:30 to 6 on Mondays. And I want to make sure that that we're keyed up because the we're going to give clue number 3 for this awesome quote, and that's coming up in a little bit. But welcome back. I am your host, Dan Critchett, and here in studio with Dr. Denise Hogan and also with Maggie Terrell. And we're continuing our conversation from the on-air portion. I just want to say that if you haven't heard the on-air portion or missed any of it or part of it, go back and hear that one too, because it provides a good framework and a good beginning point as we launch into more discussion about another way to look at the word wealth. We have an acronym, and Maggie's going to tell us all about that. We got a little bit of a start, but Dr. Denise, what do you think of our conversation so far?
I'm really enjoying this conversation. You know, as a psychologist working with adolescents and adults, the kinds of things that Maggie is talking with us today are the very things that we as psychologists and counselors are working so hard to help people understand, is that if you make some very simple changes in your life in particular areas, you can live a life that maybe it doesn't have all kinds of disposable income to go out and enjoy the ocean or vacations or this or that. But right now, today, you can have, as you said, you can have the life you want in terms of it being a healthy, abundant life. And it brings me to one of my favorite scriptures that is really the core of what we're talking about today, and that is John 10:10, who said, "I have come that they might have life and have it with abundance." And we know that Jesus was not talking about wealth, because he had plenty to say about that. So we're going to pick up here now, Dan, in the radio portion. Maggie was just getting going with her content that she has to share today, and there's lots of it. So it's a good time to remind our audience that each of these areas that she's going to be talking about, she's only going to have time to give us the kernel, the nub of the issue. But we will make sure that we make available on the website some of her resources. But to remind our audience that was listening on our air is now tuning in for the second half of Second Half, we're working with an acronym. And that acronym is How to Have True WEALTH in your life. How to Have True Wealth in Your Life. And water is the W. Exercise is E. Attitude is A. Love is L. And T is time. And the last one, H, is eating healthy foods. So healthy eating habits is H. So Maggie, you were talking with us before our radio portion ended about the importance of water. And you were just giving us all kinds of reasons why water is super important to our everyday managing of our system. But you said something that caught me a little off guard, and that is you told our audience that we ought to avoid drinking water out of plastic bottles. And my goodness, so many plastic bottles are being, that's become really the more common way that many people get their water. So if you would pick up that with us there, and then we'll move on to the rest of that acronym, but help us understand about how we get our water.
Yeah, one of the things with plastic water bottles is that there's a lot of contaminants in the plastic itself. And also, where does that water come from? You know, how long has it been sitting in the stores? I mean, you think about putting water into a bottle and having it sit around for quite a while. Well, that's the kind of water that you're drinking out of a bottle. Also, you know, many of us take our water bottles, I used to too, is put them in the car and they get really hot. Well, you're just leaching the plastic into the water and it's very toxic. So just to keep in mind when you're out and about, you know, what kind of container do you have your bottle in? I mean, there's some good plastic bottles that don't leach out the bad toxins into the water. So look at those particular things. And, you know, get a good water bottle that you can fill at home with your own water and take it with you. It's a heck of a lot cheaper also. So,
and then you have some things to say about how we deal with our water at home. And
I was just saying there's a lot of different systems. There's a lot of different ways to purify your water, to get, you know, the chlorine taste and all of the other impurities that may be coming out of your water. And like I said, if you'd like to, you can request to have some ask me. I do not sell water systems, but I do know and have a lot of research on the water systems and different ways you can get good water, so that are inexpensive too.
That's great. So that will be helpful for me, because I know, as I said before, that building a healthy habit of drinking water is important, and one of those pieces is just having that water bottle that I'm going to use. So let's move on now and to our E. What would you like us to hear about the value of exercise? The time, but in the context of true wealth, talk to us about exercise.
Oh, boy, we got to move. What does your doctor say when you go to the doctor? Are you exercising? What is the first question? How much exercise do you get? How long do you exercise? You know, how many times a week and so forth? I think we all have to start someplace, but it's move with purpose. You know, walk more, take the stairs whenever you can. We were talking earlier about maybe parking further away and walking more to get to the grocery store, and walk briskly, and as much as you can, do some exercises of some sort. Now, there's also exercising of maybe you need some more exercise, upper strength type of exercises. If you do just some Google searches on some good upper strength exercises that you can do at home, there's a lot of great exercises you can find right there that can help guide you through some of those. And but make a commitment to yourself just to move more and start out with, if you're not into exercise, start out with a few minutes every day and build on that. It's going to make you feel better mentally and physically.
And you don't have to go join a gym.
No.
Because the peak of the gym sales are right around the first of the year or the end of the year, right? And then by February 1st, most everybody's gone and they're not showing up anymore. So I've learned the value of walking, just plain walking. You don't have to buy anything except maybe make sure you have a good pair of shoes. But would you recommend, Maggie, that a person at any age, as much as they're able to get outside and make a little course in the neighborhood or go to circular things at the high school or just, I mean, I do my power walks right in my neighborhood. I keep a good check on the neighbors that way, too. I can see what's going on. But the value of just walking as that exercise piece, right?
Exactly. The neighborhoods are great to walk around. If you have a dog, walk your dog. It's fun. Walking around the parks. In the wintertime, I know a lot of people go into the shopping malls and walk, you know.
Meg, you know what I love about the whole walking piece is two things. There is actually something that I like to purchase, and that's like a $15 pedometer. And that just tells me how many miles I've walked, but that whole notion of how many steps I've taken.
10,000 steps a day.
I love that. When that whole idea came out, it was like, now that's something I can grab onto, because it's not like, oh, I have to walk 3 miles. It's like, no, I've got to get my steps up. Mm-hmm. How many did I do today? Oh, 3,000. I can up it. Where, like you said, wherever I'm at, I can go from there. The other thing that is important to me about that walking piece is, when I'm out walking, that's when I'm seeing the beauty of Earth. That's when I'm meeting and yakking with people and all of these things that affect that next one we're talking about.
Exactly.
My attitude.
Mm-hmm. Attitude. That's probably the most important part of this whole word, because without, you know, so here's a scripture what Proverbs 23:7 says is, what we think about, we become, right? So the word think is really kind of a pretty important word. There's so many thoughts. They say there's like between 70 and 80,000 different thoughts that go through your mind every day. And a lot of them are just repeats from yesterday and stuff that really isn't important. But when we have some of these thoughts that come into our mind and we keep on thinking about the negative things, or we can't do this, or just those thoughts like, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, it's never going to work, I don't have enough money, I can't, you know, I hate what I'm doing, all of those things can be changed.
They're making my stomach feel queasy and tight just listening to you, because those feel like a trap. Those feel like there's nothing I can do. They make me feel hopeless when I feel like everything is negative.
Yes, definitely, doesn't it? Is there a way we can change that?
You know, it's an interesting conversation here, because I think that a whole lot of our folks who come in to see counselors and psychologists and doctors, that's really what they're looking for, is how can I have a better experience during my daily life? And we have learned so much that it's not just making a mental decision to love my neighbor as myself and these things that we do run through our mind, but that my body will actually feel better when I have a positive attitude.
And where you put your attention to, your mind goes.
Right.
That's a good place for us to take a break. We're going to hear about Dignity Memorial, and we're going to come back, and we're going to give the third clue to the Who Said That quote for today, and we're going to give the answer. And I think I've got everybody kind of baffled here in the studio, so we'll give the third clue and see how that goes. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had to go through the painful process of helping to plan a funeral for someone you love? It's one of the most emotional things you'll ever have to do. But imagine how much grief would be spared if people planned for themselves. Though it may sound difficult or uncomfortable to even think about it, the experts at Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries can help with a free personal planning guide that takes you through the process of planning. It also gives you helpful worksheets to ease the process. And of course, Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries will even help you complete your plan. There are a lot of reasons to plan ahead that I can think of. For one thing, you can make sure your final wishes are respected. You'll be sparing loved ones the added grief of planning for you. And if you choose to fund your plan early, you can even lock in current pricing, avoiding increases due to inflation. There are a lot of very good reasons to pre-plan your own funeral arrangements with Dignity Memorial Funeral Homes and Cemeteries, including the free planning guide. And now is a great time to give them a call. Call anytime, night or day, 503-747-7128.
All right, we've been playing this commercial for Dignity Memorial for a few weeks. And we have in studio today Kim Morley, who has been on the show with a more extended interview and information. But we know that sometimes it's hard to take that first step. It's sometimes hard to reach out and say, you know what, I would like to get some more information. And so without cost or obligation, Kim would like to reach out to the listeners and to make an offer that might make that step a little bit easier. So, Kim, what do you got?
Thanks, Dan. We've got a couple of different things. As a group, we offer educational seminars. No one should walk through the doors of a funeral home being uneducated or unknowing of the questions that they're going to be facing. And so we do that with one of two things. You can come to one of our seminars, and we have several on the agenda coming up in the next couple of weeks. By calling our number and signing up, we can give you all the dates and times, but just to give you an idea, on Tuesday the 12th, we're going to be going to Elmer's out on Northeast Sandy, 7 o'clock in the morning. And then on the 14th, we've got one at 6 o'clock at Old Spaghetti Factory. That's PM, 6 o'clock PM, and I'm sorry, that's on the 20th, Old Spaghetti Factory, and that's in Vancouver, for those of you on the other side of the river. And then on the 14th, we're doing one out in Tigard at the Portland Seafood Company. That's on August 14th, again at 6 o'clock in the evening. If you don't have time to join us for one of our seminars, we'd be happy to schedule a private appointment with you, either in the comfort of your own home or in one of our offices. And by doing that, we would like to offer you one of our pre-planning guides, which Dignity Memorial provides, and also a wonderful book written by Mr. Dan Critchett on 10 ways to save money on a funeral plan. And we could bring that out to you for your review as well. So any of those, we'd be happy to take care of you. And by calling our phone number at 503-747-7128, we can give you the full details and get you signed up for any of those.
Excellent. Let's hear that phone number again.
Phone number again is 503-747-7128.
And they have voicemail on there, so you can call at 10 p.m. or 6 p.m. and Kim will not answer the phone. But that's the office number, and you can leave a message there. I just want to say a little bit about why I wrote this book. And I've talked about this on this radio show, that I've been in this business for 17 years, in the funeral business, helping people understand the dynamics of funeral planning and how to take that first step. And this book, 10 Ways to Save Money on a Funeral Plan, is very much in favor of the person that's thinking about putting a plan together. And so with these 10 ways, you can know that you're empowered and equipped and prepared, but also some very practical ways to let that funeral plan fit your budget. The actual tagline for the book is getting the remembrance you want at a price you can live with. So now, Kim, you're saying that you're going to offer a free copy of this book, this awesome book, to a person who will just meet with one of your representatives, no cost or obligation, but in their home or in one of our offices, and we're all over the Portland metro area.
Correct. This book is a wonderful add-on to what we do in the fact that we are out there to help people in saving money, putting a plan in place that they want and that their family will feel comfortable with, both emotionally and financially. So they work hand in hand. We'd be more than happy to bring that out to you. And again, like you said, no cost, no obligation. Get the information, and then we'll see what you want to do from there.
Right. And it sounded like your seminars are distributed around the town a little bit. We had Vancouver, we have Northeast Portland out by the airport, and we have Tigard, and we have a morning one, and the other two were evening.
Correct.
And there are always more coming up. So if a person called the phone number, and we'll give that at the end here, or if go to the secondhalfnow.com website, we'll post the listing of all of the upcoming seminars there too. Can you say just a little bit more about what the seminar would be, how long it is, what's all included?
Sure. The seminars last about an hour. About 25, 30 minutes of that is going to be me discussing what it means to prearrange, why we do it, why we talk to people, and why we feel it's so important to get a plan put in place. It does include your meal. So if you come out for the breakfast one or for the dinner one, it does include the meal. So that's a wonderful add-on. But when you leave there, you're going to be equipped with the information that you need. Whether you put a plan in place is up to you. But by coming there and getting the information, you've got a little bit more to go with to get that decision made.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I'm hoping that this rings a bell and strikes a chord out there for our listeners, because there is so much information. And what Kim does is really take the scary out of even thinking about talking about funeral planning and that whole dynamic. So thanks, Kim, for being here. And we hope to have the phone ring and have some requests for information on our website, secondhalfnow.com. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the podcast version, the second half of Second Half Now. And we want you to go to the website to get all the resources that we're talking about and program tips and information, secondhalfnow.com. Okay, I'm going to give the third quote for our Who Said That, but I got to repeat the quote first, because we're talking about wealth. We have this acronym that we're working with, and here's the quote about wealth. You aren't wealthy until you have something money cannot buy. So if you've been tracking through with the clues, you've heard number one and two, and if you haven't heard them, go back and listen. But here's the third clue. After putting his sports career aside, he went back to music and became one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, selling more than 200 million records. Who said that? That's the guy. You aren't wealthy until you have something money can't buy. We'll give the answer in just a few minutes. Let's get back to that acronym and get another one of those letters.
All right. Well, let's finish up with just real quick on attitude. What I want to finish up with there is pay attention to what you are focusing on. You know, if negative things are coming to your mind, you can switch that. Just know that God wants you. Fear and doubt and all of those things are not true. They're not supposed to be there. So switch your mind, switch your thinking.
Right. He tells us to take captive every thought.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Our next letter is L, which stands for love. It's to love others, to love yourself. In the verse in Galatians, the very first quality that is listed is love. And I don't think it's by coincidence that that happened there, right? It's a universal language. And God tells us he wants us to love him, love ourselves, and love one another. I have a little quote here from Henry Van Dyke. I just want to read. Time is too slow for those who wait, too swift for those who fear, too long for those who grieve, too short for those who rejoice. But for those who love, time is eternity. Love can change your whole outlook and make the worst days not seem so bad. Because knowing that God loves you unconditionally, and that the biggest gift you can give back is to do the same, is to love. Love yourself, love others, and love God.
We're really talking about the whole area of relationships.
Exactly.
And it's so critical for a person to have wholeness and health and wellness in their life. They have to be have good, encouraging and strengthening and life-affirming relationships. Thank you for sharing that. That was the L word, W-E-A-L.
L, exactly. L also can help you. Love can also help you change your attitude. How can you love and have a bad day at the same time? It's a little hard, right?
Yeah, right.
Must be.
Time is our next word. time is constant, and it's one thing that you can never get back. Mm. What happened yesterday is in the past, and you really can't change that at all, right? So tomorrow we have no control over, but today is a present. It's a gift, and how we treat today is so important. We do not know about tomorrow, but today we can make those better choices. One of the things that I was just recently taught, no, not just recently, but it's something that came to me and it keeps coming to me over and over again. Where we are today is a direct result of the choices and decisions we've made in the past. So making the right choices today can give you better results down the road. So if you're unhappy with any part of your life, your health, your finances, your career, you know, think about those things. Maybe you need to make some different choices and some different decisions.
It sounds like what you're saying is that we are living today the reality of mm-hmm. the consequences of decisions that we have made in the past, whether just, recently or a longer time ago. But the reality is, to bring that up to speed, is that today we are making choices and decisions and using our time in such a way that we'll pay consequences later.
So, very much so.
Whatever the situation, make sure that you're using your time well and making wise decisions and using this acronym for WEALTH, all of these things, so that the payoff comes later if you make good decisions now.
You know, in my arena, there's a term that's come out that I really like, and it's called future tripping. And that is that notion about worrying about the future, about getting all hung up about the what ifs, what might happen. And you know, scripture tells us that too. It tells us we do not gain one single ounce of time on this earth by worrying about the future. And what you're saying is what we can do is don't worry about the future. Have impact on your future by taking action that's better today.
Very, very well said. Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. And the last one is health. Healthy body equals happy body. So just think about when you're not feeling good, sometimes it's really hard to have the right attitude and feeling love and all of these kinds of things. But there are some really key things a person can do to help give your body, you know, helping it feel more abundant itself. Back in 2000, my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and it sure woke us up into thinking about how we can eat healthier, what can we do to make a different impact in our lives. And so we looked at what kinds of food were we eating. You know, research tells us that the FDA's approved food list in the grocery store that you find is not necessarily the healthiest food that you can put into your body. You know, obesity is on the rise, cancer, heart disease, and Alzheimer's is on the rise, especially among the elderly. So how can we change that? Look at your ingredients on your food. Try to eat non-GMO foods as much as possible. Eat organic when you can. The grocery stores today are carrying more fresh organic vegetables, which is really, really nice. You don't have to go to expensive natural grocery stores anymore. Be on the lookout of, you know, nutrient-rich foods that you eat. Eat as much raw fruits and vegetables as you can. The other thing is if you know, even though if we can eat all of these things and eat the right foods, we're still not getting the nutrients that our body needs on a daily basis because we're bombarded with lots of toxins. Our soil is not as nourishable as it used to be. And so one of the things I highly recommend is supplementation. And supplementation is not equal. All supplements are not equal either. If you're going into the grocery store or to a health food store, there's just thousands of different vitamins for this and for that. It's like way too confusing. So what we recommend, or what I recommend, is to consult with somebody that knows or has products that can give you a variety of fresh or of whole food supplementation that will be absorbed directly into your body and into your bloodstream so that your body can function optimally. And that's one of the things that I do on a daily basis And it's huge. It makes a huge difference in how I feel every day, along with all of these other things that I do. It's a whole package that you want to work on for your whole body.
That's fantastic, Maggie. A holistic approach.
Mm-hmm. I think our listeners can tell that Maggie brings a lot more to our conversation than we could possibly have covered in the on-air broadcast and then also on this brief follow-up on the podcast. So we're going to put on the website a little bit of information about Maggie and about the services that she has to offer. I am looking at her business card right now and looking at Time Freedom Coach, Empowering Others, Building Dreams. She really is a polished professional in this area. We want to encourage people to pick up that information on the website, but then also go there and there will be a form to submit. And so you can get, we'll forward those on to Maggie so she can get back in touch with you. Have a question about water or a question about exercise or walking or shoes or any of that, supplementation, all of that stuff. Is Maggie is very, very good. Thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate your expertise and professionalism that you bring to our listening audience.
Thank you, Maggie.
I appreciate
it. All right. Who said that? You aren't wealthy until you have something money cannot buy. I was telling you about a music and a sports background, a humble start in Tumbleweed in Stillwater, Oklahoma, at clubs and bars, signed with some professional baseball teams. But went on to become a wildly successful musician, having sold 200 million records. Any idea, you guys?
I am really stumped. The only right. one I can toss, it's the sports piece. That is totally
stumped
thrown
you, didn't
me.
It? I know,
so,
I'm doing that
so
on purpose.
So I'm just trying to, I'm thinking who it could possibly, can't buy me love, although that would fit with the quote, wouldn't it? So I'm tossing out there my best bad guess as Buddy Holly.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not right, but it's a good guess. Even Roger, the engineer, is trying to come up with something, but he's kind of befuddled also. All right, here's the answer. You ready? The answer, who said that great quote, that you're not wealthy until you have something money cannot buy? Garth Brooks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of good information on Wikipedia when you go out and try to find stuff out about a person. All right. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being here. Maggie, thank you again for all of the wisdom and expertise that you bring to our show. Happy to have you. Hope you'll come back. Can you do that?
I'd love to.
All right. Good. So go to secondhalfnow.com. We'll have more information. The website is being upgraded and redesigned and everything. So bear with us as we do that. Dr. Denise, this is another show we're done with. What do you think?
Fantastic. I've had such a great time today talking with Maggie. And of course, it's always good to spend time with you, Dan.
There you go. And if you're hearing the podcast, be sure to, if you can, tune in on the radio, KKPZ, 1330 The Truth, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Mondays. That's it for today. Thanks. God bless you all. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to Second Half Now with Dr. Dan Critchett and Dr. Denise Hogan on KKPZ 1330 The Truth, sponsored by Dignity Memorial. To hear the rest of this program, find out more about the topics discussed today, or ask questions, visit secondhalfnow.com. That's secondhalfnow.com. Tune in next Monday at 5:30 p.m. for more tools and tips for the life you want to live from now on. Until then, visit secondhalfnow.com.